This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that?
Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the sun don't shine.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody is in for Mully today as he was yesterday. And time now to go out to our Turo Tire Hotline, Turo. New tires for spring, Turo.com, where we find Mike Palm, the Vice President of Operations at Circa, the D, and the Golden Gate. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, David and Mark. I'm doing great. We're in the midst of a terrific weekend here with Championship Week. The book Stadium Swim really filled up on Wednesday. It was packed by 10 a.m. yesterday. It'll be a raucous atmosphere again today and tomorrow.
I know the afternoon show is looking forward to coming out there in about a week. Spiegel and Holmes, Matt Spiegel, Lawrence Holmes and company, and the crew. Looking forward to another nice weekend in Vegas. Couple days doing shows out there. During the tournament and for, I think, opening day of the baseball season. That'll be a lot of fun. And the opening day of the Cub season, as you know, as a Cub fan, is Tuesday. I'm just curious, Mike, when you look at the season and expectations, what's a good, safe, not safe bet necessarily, but what's a smart bet and a way to approach the season for the Cubs?
Well, I think you should bet to win the division. When I look at the division, I don't know that teams did a lot. That they really, you know, really the central division of either league did a heck of a lot. I think the Cubs kind of stand out there. Look, a lot of, there's a lot of love in the betting windows for the Reds. I think a lot of that has to do with Francona, but the Reds are like a chic team every year. I think the Cubs could win the division at a better price, with a plus price, than betting them over their win total. And so that's the way I would approach it. I would really be surprised if the Cubs weren't the best team in that division. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win 88 or 90 games, but I think they'll be the best team in the division. It looks like the West, you know, the Dodgers, we can't stop taking bets on the Dodgers. I mean, they're plus 230 to win the World Series. Their win total's up to 105. Looks like the Diamondbacks are going to take a step forward this year. And then you got the three big teams in the East with the Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies. So I think just winning the Central is the right way to approach it from a betting perspective.
Yeah, I think that's probably good advice, although Milwaukee always scares me, even with the players that they have lost going into this season. So we shall see how that works out. Swinging it to college basketball, Mike, the worst possible thing that a college basketball fan, in my opinion, can see is Cooper Flagg's sprained left ankle against Georgia Tech. What could that mean if for the NCAA tournament, if Flagg is not playing? Does that throw everything out of whack?
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing, especially as a bookmaker. Look, it moved 10 cents is all. Yesterday, Duke was plus 315. Now they're plus 325. We didn't make the move. We didn't move the number based on the injury. That's just with some money coming in on other teams. And, you know, in the last week, Houston's taken some money. Florida's taken some money. They're both down. Houston was 7-1. They're down to 6-1. Florida was plus 725. They're down to plus 625. It looks like he's going to be back for the tournament. If there comes some news that he's not going to play, I don't know. Does it matter on the first weekend? Definitely, if it got to the second weekend, then you have to just move the number on its own because obviously their chances are significantly hurt.
Mike, do you have a team that you would recommend people investing in or keeping an eye on?
So I've collected tickets throughout the course of the year on some of the longer shots. I like to play, and then if you can get them to the Elite Eight, you can make money off them. I had Clemson last year at 120-1, made some money off their run. Remember, they were up pretty good on Alabama in the first half of that Elite Eight game, too. I've got Clemson again this year at 60-1. I'm on Maryland at 55-1. A real flyer on St. Mary's at 125-1. I just keep looking at Michigan State right now. In this whole landscape of college basketball with the NIL and the transfer portal, I don't think a lot of coaches really love their teams. Bill Self certainly doesn't. I think Izzo really loves this group of guys. They don't have a superstar, but boy, do they play well together. I think they're really dangerous right now. The run they put on here the last month, they've played as well as anybody in the country. So I know that the value of them has come way down. I mean, you could have got them at 40-1 2 months ago. That's way down to like 15-1 now. But I think they're a team to watch.
Mike, enjoy Selection Sunday. I know you'll enjoy Cubs season opener on Tuesday. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Yep, we'll be up early in the morning watching it. Thanks, guys.
Mike Palm, the Vice President of Operations at Circa, the D, and the Golden Gate out in Las Vegas. All right, you mentioned Cooper Flagg in Duke. He's injured. I don't know if he's going to play in the ACC tournament. I don't know if he's going to play in the NCAA tournament. I know it's just an ankle sprain, but what else goes into that decision? How important is it if you're Cooper Flagg to make the right one? And what does it mean to the NBA draft, as we have been talking about all season long here in Chicago during this long slog of a Bulls season? Ugh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.